We've switched studios here. We got some live music. It's Red Lips. They're going to be playing at the Wonder Bar tonight, 7 to 10. It's Kenna Rose and Maya Sullivan joining me on the air. How are you doing?
Good.
Awesome.
Awesome. Thanks for coming back to Kenna. I know you were just here like a week ago.
Yeah.
So repeat visitor. And then Maya's never been here before. So thanks for coming on as well. How did you two become friends and start singing together?
Well, we worked together at Nana Bijou last year, and I heard her sing with someone else. So this year, when we started working together again, we just ended up making music together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get together often and work on songs, or just sing it?
When we can, yeah. We're both pretty busy people, and I just moved back to the city, so it's going to be a little bit more difficult, mm-hmm. and Kenna's going to be taking a trip soon, so
yeah.
It'll be a little while, but hopefully we'll be able to get back together in the spring.
Yeah.
So come tonight if you want to get Red Lips before it's too late. Where are you going, Kenna?
I'm going to Europe for a month.
Oh, amazing. Where are you headed?
Well, I'm going to go to France and Romania, and I'm also going to spend a couple of weeks in Turkey with my friend.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, cool.
Yeah.
Lots of musical influences there, too, that you might be able to pick up.
Awesome.
Let's start off with a song. Let's hear the voices of Red Lips.
All right. So this is Traveling Soldier by the Dixie Chicks.
Past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green. Sat down in a booth cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile, and he said, "Would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? Feeling a little low." She set him off in an hour, and I know where we can go. So they went down. Said, "I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you? I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy too young. But him they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Soldiers coming home." So the letters came from an army camp in California, then Vietnam, and he told her of his heart. Might be love and all of the things he was so scared of. Said, "When it's getting kind of rough over here, think of that day sitting down at the pier, and I close my eyes, see your pretty smile. Don't worry, but I won't be able to write for a while. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy too young. But him they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone, when the letter says soldiers coming home." Said, and the anthem sang, a man said, "Folks, would you bow your head for a list of local Vietnam dead?" Crying all alone under the stands was a piccolo player in the marching band, and one named Red. Nobody really cared but a pretty little girl with a bow. Soldier, our love will never end, waiting for the soldier. winter's coming home.
Red Lips doing the Dixie Chicks here on Scenic Route. I got to recollect myself after listening to that. Wow. Playing tonight, 7 o'clock to 10 at Wonder Bar, and they're going to be taking a break for a while after that. So if you like what you hear, that's where you need to go to see them. Maya, have you been singing in performing for a very long time?
Yeah, I've been singing since I was in performing. My first performance was when I was 3 at my cousin's graduation party. I sang Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears.
That is amazing. That is a great first performance song.
Yeah.
Classic.
It was a lot of fun.
I'm trying to think. For some reason, I always think of Britney Spears in terms of her music videos. And I'm thinking that was like the one where she was on Mars.
When she had the red bodysuit.
That's fantastic. Cool. Well, did you take vocal lessons, or how did you learn to sing?
Well, it definitely runs in my dad's side of the family. They all are big singers, and I grew up around a lot of music, and my dad loves to sing. And I did take a little bit of vocal lessons for about a year when I was like 8 or 9, right when you're in that age when your voice either can get better or just not do anything. So mm-hmm. I'm glad that I got to do that.
Fantastic.
And I went to an arts high school for my junior senior year, Purpich Art Center in the cities, which was really, really good for me, and that definitely improved my music abilities.
Wow. And Kenna, I know you probably just retold this story on the air, but I wasn't around for it, so I want to know about your musical upbringing as well. I think you're in a musical family, sort of.
Yeah, my parents both played instruments growing up, and they played a lot of music, and I grew up loving it. I was in choir and band and all the way through middle school, and I sang in church for a little while, and then I took a break for 5 or 6 years, kind of just played at home by myself, until last year when I moved up to Grand Marais, and it's such a thriving music community that you can't really help but do stuff. So.
Yeah. And you've been playing with so many different people already, I want to say. Joe and Vessel and all that. How are you balancing all that?
It was busy for a while. It was definitely a busy summer. Yeah. It has been fun. It's been great. Great people. Great musicians.
So when you play a song like Dixie Chicks like that, how do you decide which songs to cover and which ones to play?
Oh, I think we just kind of do whatever we want. And whatever's going to be good with harmonies and isn't going to wear our voices out too much.
It's nice to have the freedom of just starting out where we can pick basically whatever songs we want that fit our voices.
Yeah. Let's do another one.
Awesome. This was originally performed by Edith Piaf, and then it was popular in the States by Louis Armstrong. It's called La Vie en Rose.
Qui font baisser la mienne, un rire qui s'aperce sa bouche. Voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme à qui j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Il m'a dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours. Ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur. N'a pas de bonheur. Donc je connais le cas. C'est lui pour moi. Moi pour lui donne la vie. Il m'a dit là. Je réponds la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens dans moi mon cœur. La nuit d'amour a pu finir, un grand bonheur qui prend ses places, les ennuis, les chagrins s'effacent, c'est heureux, heureux en mourir. Hold me close and hold me fast, this magic spell you cast, this is la vie en rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see la vie en rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Every day would seem
Wow, Red Lips here on the air on WTIP Scenic Route. You can catch them tonight at the Wonder Bar at 7 p.m. And so that was, I'm trying to think of like the Louis Armstrong version of that. It sounds sort of familiar, and I don't know any bit of French, but I'm impressed that you took it on the air and made it happen.
This is such a beautiful good. Song.
Yeah, I think you got a phone call about it too. If you're joining, well, I'm a little disappointed that this isn't visual, because there's a reason why you're called Red Lips. It's because you're both sporting red lips. So how did that come about? How did the name and that decision?
I don't know. I mean, I definitely almost always have red lipstick on when I work or do anything. And I don't know. I don't really know how that even happened.
Yeah, I sometimes have it on too. And I noticed we both have it. And it was like, well, what should we call ourselves when we perform?
We thought of a bunch of different names, but that was the one that stuck.
That's the easy one.
Yeah.
You don't have to think about it too hard. Mm-hmm. I guess my other question was, do either of you have any experience writing original songs or trying your own material out?
Maya does.
Yes. Yeah? I write a lot of my own songs.
Do you perform them just solo or other groups?
I've performed them with Kenna before a couple times. We haven't gotten a chance to practice those as much, but I've performed it a couple times.
Okay. Who are some of like your favorite artists or songwriters that you inspired by?
I really love Bob Dylan. He's great. I love some more modern artists too. I feel like Lady Gaga is very underrated for actually how good she is.
She's very the underrated. Training she has. Absolutely. Everyone should listen to a little bit of Gaga. That's totally right.
I love her. I love Adele. I love that she's written all of her own music. And again, another modern inspiration. But yeah.
Very cool. Let's do another song. Just because I want to keep hearing more.
All right. Who was the one who originally wrote this one?
I think it was originally Louis Armstrong.
Oh, was it really?
And then it was covered by Bobby Darin. Or it might have been vice versa. I'm not sure.
Okay. But. Well, this is a good old classic, Mac the Knife.
That was fantastic. That was like, I like the acoustic version of that one. Red Lips Kenna Rose, Maya Sullivan joining me right now on the air. You can catch them tonight at the Wonder Bar, just across the street pretty much from WTIP here at 7 p.m. Is that the only place that you've performed, or have you taken this act elsewhere?
We performed a couple songs at the Tavern, just with another band. But
yeah. Oh, yeah. Was that for like their jam session night? Or?
No, it was just some friends that were playing there, and they let us jump in for a few songs. And,
oh, awesome.
Yeah. Otherwise, cool. The Wonder Bar has been, they've been very kind to us in our first place we played and last place we played.
So we heard earlier Maya's first performance story. I want to know if, Kenna, if you remember the first time that you played music in front of people.
Oh, it was early. It was in school. Flute and band. I think I was seven or eight. Yeah. Flute.
Everyone's got to start with like one of your classic band or orchestra instruments, mm-hmm. even if you don't carry it all the way through. Do you still play flute?
You know, I haven't in about 10 years, but I just got a flute, so I'm going to start again.
Oh,
so.
Awesome. Get the memory going back. Yeah. I was going to say, and you're going to be going to Europe for a bit. So, what are your plans for the winter down in the cities, Maya?
Well, I just moved into a new apartment with a few of my friends, and I've been applying to places nearby, and I'm probably just going to work and save up. And in the coming spring, I'm going to Japan with some other Nanabiju coworkers, and maybe Kenna will meet us there.
Maybe.
World traveler Kenna at this point. There you go. I think we got time for another song here. So let's wrap up with one more.
Wrap up with one more. All right, which one should we do? Okay. This one's The Righteous Brothers, I think. Mm-hmm. You probably saw it in the movie Ghost at some point.
Yeah.
Unchained Melody.
Red Lips blowing the roof off of the Studio A here in WTIP. 7 to 10 tonight at Wonder Bar. You can go catch them. I got to say, I didn't know where we were going to go after the Dixie Chicks song. I was expecting like a lot of kind of like country roots, and this turned into like such like an almost jazzy classical sort of odyssey into some really great vocal work. That was really cool. And that's great choices for music. So check them out. Kenna Rose and Maya Sullivan, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.